Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Don Allen Rico and Bob Corman. This is Business Kids Academy. Welcome to our 30-minute kids entrepreneurial educational call, talking to parents and kids about the entrepreneurial mindset. Today we're going to be talking about earning in a business and why it is important to learn to earn, and what are some of the skills that need to be had before it is time that you can actually learn while you're growing up. Now, last week we had a person who called in, and if you listen to the show, I'll be a little bit more leery about bringing, but we were able to talk a little bit about, earning, actually setting up to getting money was his question, how he could get extra money. And the thing of it is before you actually borrow money, you really want to see what you're doing yourself and see what you can be doing. So today, like I say, Bob, we're talking about the earn portion and how parents can actually help their kids to gain some of the skills necessary in earning. Like I was talking, is last week we had a prank caller, and he was asking how he could learn or how he could actually borrow money. Borrowing money isn't so much the deal as it is a parent can train and teach a child to have good credit, to be responsible with credit. And then when it comes time to, expanding or doing things, if they really need to, they can go off of their own abilities. But that, those are skills that have to be taught, being accountable, things that we've talked about in the past. So when business is starting to move to make money and, in the mode of earning, Bob, what are some of the things that the skills that need to be had, and what are those skills that a parent could actually start teaching a kid at a younger age?
Well, when I think that, when I look at the earning, again, there's a lot of aspects. There's a lot of aspects to it, but the first aspect is really. It's really about money. It's when we start a business or start an enterprise, you have so many, you're juggling so many balls in the air. And I know that everything starts out, you have this wonderful business plan and everything looks so easy, like a book. And then when you start, it looks like, geez, all I got to do is go step one, two, three, four, make money, get ready to retire. But it doesn't quite work out that way. And when you usually start business, first of all, all kinds of things are going to happen. And, you can never anticipate everything. So what you really have to do is it's really about money and how treating money and handling money. And I think the way we start to think about it with young people, again, it's kind of like doing exercises, maybe showing your young people a little bit about the budget. Again, you don't just all of a sudden start money. Show them a little bit about a budget and say, okay, look, here's how mommy and daddy do it. We have so much income and we do this, 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 and then talk about things such as, you know, contingencies and this and that. So part of it could be just to help them understand about, you know, how they do the budgeting, how they prepare for other consequences. But the other parts of it amount to, you know, being able to understand where you are. We talk about, you know, we talk about the, you know, the earned part. You know, again, when you get into business, you have all kinds of stuff coming. At some point, you have to settle down and you have to basically start to look at how money is being spent, look at what's working and look at what's not working. And it's really hard to do that with, you know, again, depending on the age of the, you know, we always talk about this, Don. It's kind of age dependent. You know, obviously,
right.
It's one thing if you have a 5, 6, 7 year old. It's another thing if you have a 14 year old. But I guess the big thing there would be the budgeting process. Show the budgeting, and talk about different things that can happen. One, again, earn is it's much more difficult concept for a younger person, but it's more showing them. It's all about money. Talk about you know, about the high rates of business failures. Well, you don't, you know, a business fails because it has no cash, and
right,
a lot of times people try to distinguish between, you know, profits and cash. You know, profits are something that make a long-term business viable. And obviously when you get into earn, you have to make sure that that business is viable. Cash is what
exactly
what gets you in trouble. Cash is what gets you, you know, cash is what can put you down. But again, if you keep feeding the machine all the time with cash and not making any money, at some point, you know, you're going to be running out of fuel to feed the machine.
You know, and that's part of the thing that we've talked about before, you know, with kids and parents and their language and the things that they're trying to teach them, you know, like you say, skills that can be taught, you know, budgeting skills. They need to understand that, you know, why people go to work. But, you know, a lot of times I've heard and over parents, you know, the age old dilemma of, you know, go get a good education, get a job, get a good job, you know, and they tell kids that, the doctors, the lawyers, the accountant, you know, whatever it may be, these are the big paying monies, you know, and then everything else. But, you know, those are some of the problems that we've seen in education, is the fact that, you know, college only educates for maybe 30% of the jobs out there. You know, the career technical education, you know, there's, and those are good paying, good, you know, you can make money with it, but you still have to budget and you still have to, you know, to be able to, you know, make the right decisions. I remember my father-in-law would always, you know, encourage my kids, you know, learn to play football. That's where the big money is, you know, being the football players or whatever, you know, and it's what the parents, you know, are saying and what they're talking about and the language and the way they're, you know, talking to their kids, you know, is it going to school, getting an education, then you make big money? Is it, you know, what is it? There's a lot of things. And then, like you say, once you start earning money, then you start have to control it. And those skills, if they've got them ahead of time, that makes a big difference.
Well, part of it also is, you know, typically, you know, young people can get allowances. You know, when I was a kid, I didn't know much about allowances because I used to, even 7, 8 years old, I was able to, you know, again, I don't know that we could do this, but growing up in Brooklyn, New York, you know, you had a lot of transportation and a lot of things were close by where I could walk. And we used to go to the park and a lot of the bigger guys and men would be playing in the park, and the adults. And I used to be able to get these soda bottles. You know, we talk about bottles, 2 cent deposit, and you know, at the time it was 2 cents, and I used to take the bottles. I used to wash them, and then I would go to the candy store and buy bubblegum cards and, you know, baseball cards and different things. So for me, I had a very unique situation, whereas I always was able to work for myself, even young. And I think that's kind of amazing, you know, delivering packages. I go to the food store, you know, the whole thing is different now. But now you have typically allowances. And I think when you have a child's allowance or young person allowance, I think having them actually do a written budget. How much do you need? What do you spend? So it's a matter of just getting used to understanding that, in this case, the parent gives the money. Or what the parent could do is give them incentives. I like the idea of incentives. You know, you could say, you know, one incentive could be, cleaning a yard, cleaning your room. You know, it could be endless, but there could be little incentives and say, okay, this is what you're going to earn. If you clean the yard on Saturday morning, you know, rake the yard, you know, you'll earn $2, you know, whatever that number
right.
is. And that way they could start to get a better appreciation that, okay, you know, I have certain expenditures. And again, I keep saying age dependent because we're talking about a wide range. But, you know, this way they could work out what they need. And then if something special comes along, gee, I want to get a new baseball glove. I want to get a baseball glove. Well, maybe work something out and say, okay, how much is that going to cost? And maybe we can loan you some money and you can work it off. So it's kind of simulating a business environment. You know, here this,
exactly.
I want to get a baseball glove. I want to get a baseball glove and say, wow, okay, that I didn't budget for that. Or maybe you could say, well, you know you're going to need this next year. What about if we just earn some extra money and put it aside? You know, we put it in the bank or put it aside. And so it's getting somebody used to money, you know, but what you need, spending money, contingencies that come up, and letting them see what it is to work for money. You know, now I can do chores around the house, and there are things I could do. So, you know, those are the exercises I think can help them understand what happens in a business. You know, you have expenditures, you have contingencies, things come up. You know, you got a lawn business, and all of a sudden the truck goes up, the engine goes bad, now you got to go and spend $2,000 to get, you know, to get the engine overhauled, and how are you going to do work? And, you know, so it's kind of giving them a feeling for spending money, how you evaluate it, how you budget, and how you bring in other, you know, when you have other needs that you want. Some of them could be discretionary and some of them could be, you know, necessary. Like for something, you know, I have to have
right.
this baseball glove. I want a new glove. I have a glove. It's a little old. So I think there are exercises that parents can do to make them familiar with it. You'd be surprised. It's, you know, after a relatively short period of time, you know, they're going to think like that. What you want to do is really impact their thinking and understanding
yeah.
how it works. Because as you get into business, it's just a larger scale. But if you're thinking in that way, then it's going to start to make some sense. Now, you know, to do something, you have to put money away, maybe borrow some money. You know, gee, Dad, can I borrow $20 to get the glove and I'll pay you back, you know, $1 a week through a chore. So give them a list of
right.
chores and put a value on it.
Exactly. You know, and I think, you know, like you say, as you were growing up, you found ways to earn your money. Same here. You know, as I was growing up, my dad taught me to do different things, and one of them was being a mechanic, and I started fixing people's cars. You know, I changed an engine out of my Jeep from a 47 Willys Jeep. I changed the engine out when I was 14 years old. That gave me a little bit of fame of being able to change engines. I had other people come to me, and I swapped engines for them, you know, did things like that. And I started earning money. By the time I was 18 years old, you know, I had the Ford garage, which the parts manager, he was the my neighbor, and he came over to ask Dad for help because one of his mechanics quit. And my dad said, I can't because I'm working, but he says, there's your mechanic right over there. And he points to me, you know, and that's how I started working for Ford Garage for a while. But, you know, it's the way you think. It's the way you're taught. It's the way you're brought up. And you know, I'm not much into allowances because I think there's nothing, you know, allowances are maybe on behavior, good, bad, whatever. But like you say, if it's based on, can't think of the word. Just doing something, you know, doing the different.
Yeah, you just put a, in other words, if you put a value on certain activities, then it tends to get, sure. You know, they tend to think of things, you know, you have to always look at what is something worth and what is the value and what I can, you know, what I can earn for it. So, you know, again, for me, it was easy because, you know, whenever I needed something, I knew where to go for it. In other words, I just you know, made extra trips. I just went and delivered more packages, you know, in my time. So I knew kind of where I could go for it. But I think with chores, it's the same way. To say, hey, I know I can, by doing this, and that, I can make some extra money. And, you know, sometimes we used to have, young people had like a paper route, various other things. Of course, now we have safety concerns, and there's a lot of things that we have to be concerned about that maybe we didn't, you know, years ago.
Yeah.
But that's the main thing. Go teach them about budgeting, teach them about their own expenditures, teach them about contingencies, and teach them, you know, how we can make additional money. And I think that kind of gives them the feeling of, you know, I can earn money, I can handle contingencies and maybe savings. I used to have a savings account. And,
right.
You know, they used to have a special savings account for students at the, I think it was the East New York Savings Bank at the time in Brooklyn. And, you know, I used to put money away. I actually go in and I had what we called the Christmas Club, where people would put $1 a week, $2 a week in, and then Christmas they took the money out, they got some interest, so they had money to buy Christmas presents. We had a Christmas Club. You know, they had special programs for students. I don't know whether they do now, but I had a bank book when I was about 11 years old. I had a bank book. I used to put money in, and sometimes I'd go in and I would take $2 out.
it sounds funny now,
but I got used to the fact that I had this bank account. I was used to the fact that, you know, again, the bank had a special program. I don't know if they do now for young people, but if they don't, it's surely a good idea to give them and use of money.
It was different. It was way different when we were younger. I remember in school, even in school, they taught us about savings bonds, you know, and you could, so much money, you could buy savings bonds. And you don't see that anymore. I just don't see it. So.
No. Well, I mean, it's different. So what that really says is that it's almost like for the parents. You know, Don, a parent can simulate those things, even if they don't have them. A parent can simulate the bank. Okay, we have computers now. And,
sure.
You know, a parent can simulate it, can say, okay, now I'm going to be like the bank, and we have a little statement going, you know, on the computer, and you put $2 in, and we're going to give you, you know, so much interest. And so all these can be simulated. And that way, even if the bank, if it doesn't make sense to the bank, you can simulate all these things about a savings. When you need money, you can say, gee, Mom, I've got, you know, I've saved $30 and I like to take $10 out. You know, it just gives you a good feeling of how to use money. So when we talk about the earn stage, obviously it's an early for actually, you know, being in business, but you could teach them about money. And that's the important thing. That's going to be the big lesson that you could have about money. How to use money, save money, spend money, budget, everything else. So you're really giving skills that they're going to need to make sure that they stay solvent and have emergency money. And that's a lot of the kind of things you have to do as a business person.
Absolutely. You know, and that's probably, like you say, one of the main reasons businesses fail is because of, you know, just the lack of cash flow, the lack of, you know, sales.
Well, the biggest failure mechanism, you know, I mean, obviously sometimes people just have a bad idea, you know, it's an idea that doesn't work. But most people fail because they don't spend enough time in the planning and investigation stages. It's always when you start, like, for example, you take like restaurants and these type of stores, that's among the highest failure rate business, because you have to lay your money out first, and you're hoping that you're going to get enough income to come in to sustain yourself. So the big problem is that when they set up, they forget items. They don't put enough money in, maybe for your lawyer, for your accountant, for your insurance. And what happens is you always underestimate your expenses and overestimate your income. You know, gee, in the first month, we're going to get this and this. And the biggest problem, really, that's why a lot of these businesses fail very, very early, because they're just running out of cash. They don't plan properly. They're not evaluating it properly, and you always have to make sure that it's not necessarily taking your worst case scenario, but you have to look at different scenarios. You know, one could be an optimistic scenario, but you definitely have to have a pessimistic scenario and say, if instead of breaking even, which of course breaking even on a cash basis, income and outgo. Instead of breaking even maybe by month three, maybe you say, what happens if I can't break even until month six? Do I have money? Because, you know, your landlord is not going to give you much help, typically.
Yeah.
They want their rent, and either pay it or you don't. And if you don't, you got to go. So it's cash flow. And when you get over the cash flow thing, then you start to look at the earnings and say, gee, how much money do I have invested in this business? And am I really earning? Or am I just barely making a living and taking all the risk? Remember, when you start a business, you got the good news and bad news. You have the good news is that you do have control over your actions, and you're the boss. The bad news is that, you know, you have to take all risk. And I used to tell people that, well, if at the end of the week there's not enough money to get paid, who do you think doesn't get paid?
Yeah, you don't.
and there are some people who basically have a business, and they really, to be truthful, they would be better off just going getting a job, because they're not making any money. That's where the earn comes in. Are you making a return on your money, including your salary? I mean, if you could go out and get a job, let's say for $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 a year, and if you're just scraping by with a business, month after month after year, you got to ask yourself, why am I taking all this risk if the business isn't earning, providing proper earnings, you know, for that? And you know, there's a lot of things going into it, obviously, but I think those are the things that on this level make the most sense. You know, you have to plan. Poor planning is one of the big reasons. Being overly optimistic, under budgeting your expenses and over budgeting your revenue. Those are usually the parts that get you into a cash crunch. But like getting back again to younger people, teaching them about money, that probably is the most important step you can do that when they think about it. They don't just say, hey, I want. Not that you've ever heard. Oh, no, they don't say I want, they say I need, right? A kid always needs I need that ice cream, I need that. You try to make them understand that they want it. That doesn't mean that they need it. They want it. And I think once they can start to understand cash flow, investment cash flow, buying things, it's you're gonna give them a big advantage going out into the future in terms of when they have an opportunity to think about their business. And here's another thing, we have opportunity for younger people on things such as eBay, Amazon's kind of like different, but places like eBay where they could put things up for sale, you know,
right.
You can teach them about the economics of it, or the investment, the actual upfront investment is very low. For example, we have a Salvation Army close by. We have what they call, it's a charity called Faith Forum, and they take items and they resell them. And I, you know, talked to my son about, you know, they're very nice things you could pick up. Because we have a lot of older people in this community, so sometimes when they donate, when things are donated, it could be things that are unique, you know, that they bought many years ago. You could buy these things just for a few dollars, and I tell them, well, let's go out, let's buy $20, $25 worth of things a week, or 50, depending on what we can sell. Let's put them up on eBay. You know?
Right.
I mean, let's
those
put
are,
it out
those
there
are small businesses that a parent could actually take and help their children, you know, do that. Set up a small business that way. That would be definite to do
exactly.
that.
Exactly. And then by doing that, you understand the concept of, well, gee, if I'm going to buy this item for $4, and again, you know, it doesn't have to be new stuff. It could be, you know, everybody's got a Salvation Army, Goodwill. They sell things very, very cheaply. So you get them, you clean them up. You can take pictures with your phone. You could price it, take a look at what prices are. But the point is that it's not that they're going to make a fortune necessarily, but they're going to learn a lot of aspects of business. They're going to learn about how do you find something that is underpriced. How should you price it?
Right.
So you have to look at the competition. You have to look at what other items are like that. Are they unique items? And you can either put it for a fixed price, or you could put it in for a bid. But you could actually work with your youngster in understanding, because there's a lot of aspects. And the nice part about this is you don't need a lot of money. You can do it for very, very small dollars.
And that's part of the things that is being taught in your system. It's called the 5 E's of Business Success, Volumes 1 and 2, plus the workbooks. You can find that at 5esbiz.com. It's number 5, ezbiz.com, and you can learn a lot about it. So, hey, Bob, we're just about out. So thanks for being with us this morning and this afternoon, or those on the recorded call. This is Don Alenrico and Bob Corman with Business Kids Academy. Make your day great and keep on dreaming. Bye for now. Business Kids Academy is a production of Q Ford Productions, copyright 2019, Saber Mountain Incorporated, all rights reserved.